People are still busy buying flowers and gifts for their loved ones, despite Shiv Sena's protest against celebrating Valentine's Day. Love is a many slender thing, but more slender are the ways of expressing it. Valentine's Day is perhaps the best occasion to do so. There's a mad rush to send gifts and cards to loved ones. It seems suddenly everybody has fallen in love. In India, Valentine's Day hype has truly caught on in the last few years, and a whole new industry is now established to market love. With foreign media having made deep inroads into Indian middle class lifestyle, young city dwellers are aping Western concepts and traditions. However, the practice has been fueled by commercialization of the event. Hotels, for instance, have special promotions for the occasion, offering special room rates and even day rates to encourage couples to spend time together.
So 5,000 rupees they are giving stay for one night, and in a beautifully appointed room, you know. So the mood is set right for a nice evening to follow. There is no age bar. Anybody who wants to come is welcome. And maybe it's our gift to people in love.
Even as the hotels and shopping malls continue to make money on the debate, wages on whatever is a semi-traditional society like India, open expression of love is acceptable or not. Last year, following Bal Thackeray's call for a ban of the February 14 celebration, activists belonging to Shiv Sena, Bajrangar and Vishwa Hindu Parishad, invaded gift shops, burned cards and disrupted the festivities in many parts of the country.
लेकिन मकसद है कि हमारे लिए कोई संस्कृति होती है जो परदेशी संस्कृति हमारी संस्कृति नहीं है. जिसका हमारा झगड़ा है इसमें है कौन मालन चाहे उससे हम प्यार सीखें.
But such opposition is sporadic and does not enjoy mass support. Despite the call for a ban this year too, the mood is upbeat. Shop windows are decorated with heart-shaped red balloons, Valentine's Day cards, gifts and paper roses. Enthusiastic youth are thronging the gift shops to buy the best gift possible for the person who they love and admire.
Whatever Mr. Thackeray will think about this, but freaking around, maybe with my old girlfriends and the new girlfriends, okay. Freaking around, that's okay. It.
Oh, this, they are actually exaggerating it, but otherwise, the principles they have laid aside.
It now seems that Bal Thackeray's threats may only make the celebrations muted, but the clock cannot be turned back. With the pace of time, such celebrations will only grow. Poonam Dagar, ANI.
चलता रहेगा ये दिल तेरा है प्यार का.